The greatest aspiration of a believer should be and is that you leave this world in such a way that you have been cleansed of your sins. فإن أفضل ما يتمناه المسلم أن يخرج من هذه الدنيا وقد غفر الله له من ذنوبه وضعف له في حسناته. Not only do we desire that when we leave this world that our sins are forgiven, but we also desire that our good deeds are multiplied by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when we leave this world, we leave this world in such a condition that our good deeds have been multiplied. And it is part of the divine wisdom of Allah that Allah has made it that sin has been beautified. Sin has been beautified for man. He's enticed to it. And this is via the medium of one's nafs. We have a nafs, and the nafs beautifies sin for us. It entices us towards sin, and we get trapped in committing various sins. Not only do we have nafs, we have also shaitan. Inna nafsa la ammaratum bisu'i illa ma rahima rabbi. In Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that undoubtedly the nafs instructs man, it entices man towards committing sin, except those who have been saved with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who Allah display His mercy upon, they are the only ones who are really saved from the plots of the nafs. Otherwise, everyone becomes victim to this. Allah says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. As for the one who fears standing before Allah and prevents his nafs from its desires, then Jannah is this person's abode. It is also part of the great bounties of Allah that He has made it possible for man to wipe out sins, to expiate sins. And this is done by our actions, via our statements. So sin does not remain, and this is a great bounty from Allah, that yes, we do commit sins, but we have the opportunity to wipe out our sins. And what are those actions that result in our sins being wiped out? First and foremost, belief in Allah, Tawheed, belief in monotheism, in pure, unadulterated belief in the oneness of Allah and good deeds. Allah says in Surah Al-Ankabut, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَحْسَنَ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And those who believe in your good deeds, we will wipe out for them their evil deeds and will reward them for their good deeds, for what they did. So, what we have a situation is where iman and good deeds wipe out our sins. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تُفْتَحُ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ يَوْمَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ وَالْيَوْمَ الْخَمِيسِ فَيُغْفَرُ لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا. The doors of Jannah are opened every Yawm al-Ithnain, every Monday, wa Yawm al-Khamis, every Thursday, and everybody is forgiven except the one who ascribe partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ascribing partners is a means of being prevented from the mercy of Allah. Another point, and the next point here, is with regards to abstaining from major sins. Ijtinabul kaba'ir min adh-dhunub. When you abstain from the major sins, then that becomes a means of your smaller sins being forgiven. Allah says in Surah Nisa, إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريما.
If you abstain from the major sins which you have been prohibited from, we will wipe out for you your sins and we will enter you into a noble abode.
الصلوات الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة ورمضان إلى رمضان مكفرات ما بينهن مكفرتون ما بينهن إذا اجتنب الكبائر.
One salah to the other, the five salahs in a day, and one Jummah to the other, and one Ramadan to the other. You remaining worship in between these major and daily events, that becomes a means of expiation of your sins that are committed in between these events. So that is the second point. Abstain from major sins, continue doing good deeds, and your minor sins will be wiped out. The third point is true tawbah. At-tawbatu sadiqatu. True tawbah. That is a means of wiping out your sins. Allah says in Surah Al-Furqan, discussing the believers, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰ آخَرَ. They are those who do not call out to any deity along with Allah. وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And they do not kill any soul which has been prohibited by Allah except with the true right. وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. They do not commit adultery. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. And whoever commits adultery or any of the other sins has committed a grave sin. And if they did that, يُضَافُ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Their punishment will be multiplied on the day of Qiyamah. وَيَخْلُلْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. And they will remain in the punishment disgraced. That is not the end. The door of tawbah always remain open. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ. Except the one who makes tawbah. وَآمَنَ. And believes. وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. And does good deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. That for that person, Allah will change his evil deeds into good deeds. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah is most forgiving and most merciful. أَتَّائِبُ مِنَ الذَّنْبِكَ مَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ. And this is in a hadith in Sunan Abi Ibn Majah. The one who committed tawbah or who has made tawbah to Allah, it is as though that person has not committed a sin in the first place. The fourth point with regards to expiation of sins is istighfar. When you make tawbah, istighfar, then Allah will forgive you. So istighfar is literally saying astaghfirullah. Wastaghfirillah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. In Surah Nisa, Allah says, seek forgiveness from Allah. Allah is most forgiving and most merciful. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنَّ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا. Whatever you've sent ahead in terms of your good deeds, you will find it by Allah. Allah is the best with regards to giving reward. وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. And seek forgiveness for Allah. Allah is most forgiving and most merciful. Imam Abu Dawud has a hadith of Zayd radiallahu anhu in which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. Whoever says that I seek forgiveness from that being whom there is no deity alongside, who is the ever living and the one who keeps everything going, and I turn to him, then غفر له, that person's sins will be forgiven. وَإِنْ كَانَ فَرَّ مِنَ الزَّحَفِ. Even if this person committed the major sin of fleeing from the battlefield. Even if this person committed the major sin of fleeing from the battlefield. So that is the second way to have your sins expiated. Or in fact, that is the fifth way. We've mentioned Iman and Amal Salihah. Abstain from the major sins. Continue with true tawbah and make istighfar. Those are some ways in which we can have our sins expiated. And we'll continue with this discussion. We also have a number of other points that we'll share with you, inshallah, tomorrow.